Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had this last year in regards to the Delphi murder case and the charges against Richard Allen.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Chaos continues in the upcoming trial, possibly, of Richard Allen. Right now, the investigation still going on and still trying to figure out exactly who's going to be presiding over the court and what sort of attorneys will Richard Allen have. Those are two things that are up on the docket right now as Judge Gull is being put under a bit of a microscope for some of her actions recently, denying allegations that she rejected the request to remove her from the case. She's also been ordered by the Indiana Supreme Court to produce a transcript of the closed-door meeting or explain why it should not be part of the public record. These are things that she's been failing to act on as she's been presiding over this thus far. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Robin, when you look at this thing, there's so many weird things in Delphi, Indiana. Is that we're now, I think, seeing even the judicial system, the court system, and the judge not really playing by everybody else's rules, if you will.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Tony. When chaos, and I apply this to every aspect of every case and every aspect of my own life, and that is when you have so much chaos and things become even more complicated, that's when you got to take a step back because there's unhealthy things going on. Mm-hmm. And we don't know where they're at because it looks like it's everywhere. And we've seen this with, unfortunately, a number of cases across the country where we're asking ourselves, should people be removed, reinstated? And that means the system has failed. Mm-hmm. And when the system has failed, we got to start from the grassroots and the bottom again and get objectivity in there. And I think hopefully that the state taking a look at, the appeals court taking a look at it will slow things down and really think in terms of the most important things right now. And that is the subject that's under arrest and the victims, the families. And let's start there and make sure things are done procedurally proper again. If that means removing a judge, okay. If it means keeping them in place, putting the last attorneys back in place, I don't know what the answer is. But I think just keeping, slowing down and keeping the focus on what the objective here is, do justice for both Allen, if he is guilty or innocent, as well as the families. That, because every time there's something new, it's more pain for the families, and it's just horrendous.
And I think that's something that sometimes we almost overlook a little bit. We're being very focused on Richard Allen, the man accused of doing these horrific crimes, but again, innocent until proven guilty on this, and not a lot of solid evidence there. But every single time these things are happening, yes, of course, it's affecting him without a doubt, but it is certainly affecting those families as well when they are just trying to get justice for their two little girls. I mean, it's like re-traumatizing them over and over in ways that all of this seems very avoidable.
It is. And when you think about it, doing that reverse optic, as we often do, I mean, imagine yourself, those families in that position where you're taking what you think is one step forward and then three steps back again. And it's almost, I can imagine myself almost losing hope in the system, doing me justice. And that's what you want to avoid, because that's what the system's there for, is to give hope that justice will be served. And we don't even know if we're close to it. We don't even know what the next step is. And so that's us as the public viewing this, and it's even worse on the families.
It'll be very interesting to see what the Indiana Supreme Court says on this, because Judge Gull basically has to come in and either provide a good explanation about what happened in that closed-door meeting. She did say it was recorded, so either bring the transcript or the audio, if there's audio, or provide some reason for the accusations that are now against her of disqualifying those two attorneys. And I'm very interested to see if the Supreme Court says, you know what, this has gotten way out of control, and it's time for you to go. Almost in the same way that she said to those attorneys and disqualified them, maybe the same needs to happen to her.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to see. That's why, like you, I'm happy it's going to the Supreme Court to take a look at it and get some objectivity in here, because there's nothing but chaos everywhere. And it started with, you know, the girl's murder, and it's just gotten worse from there. You know, with, we thought we had a subject, or they thought they had a subject. And then as soon as we started involving Odinism, it got wacky.
It really did. And the more wacky it gets, the more you start to wonder, is there something to that? I don't know if there is, or if this is all just a real string of weird coincidences and just more so bad management and bad leadership.
There's something. I think when you don't know what it is, you can kind of reverse it and say, well, there's something. Because you're right. As soon as they introduced that one aspect the defense did on Odinism, that's when things really started getting wacky. And it's not that necessarily got wacky over Odinism, because remember, we are seeing such a very small picture of the whole.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the prosecution has, because generally in these things, it's the defense that is kind of throwing things out there for public opinion and things like that. We've seen that with other cases. But it has gone sideways, not just from the defense's side point, but now we're involving issues with judges and correctional institutes. I mean, it's just, there's complete chaos. Everywhere you turn, there's something new that pops up. Every week we say, wow, that, I didn't expect that one.
Yeah.
That's not a healthy functioning system for whatever reason. I don't think we know truly what's going on yet.
It'd be interesting to see if we get any answers in the coming weeks, or if we just go down more crazy paths.
And we need to, and we really need to, because if we don't have trust in our systems and institutions and organizations to do what they're charged to do in the public trust, then the system erodes and it's no good, because it relies on the public trust. And when the public doesn't trust it, whether it's nationally or just regionally like this, that's when we have a problem.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.